The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring sustainable yield and what it means under California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA. For decades in California, especially here in the Central Valley, groundwater acted like a savings account. In wet years, we deposited a little, but in dry years, we withdrew a lot. And over time, we withdrew far more than we put back. The results have been dramatic. Wells have gone dry, land has sunk due to subsidence, water quality has declined. In some areas of the San Joaquin Valley, the ground surface has dropped nearly 30 feet during the 20th century due to overpumping. That's not just a statistic. That's damaged canals, roads, and critical infrastructure. In conversations about SGMA, we hear the phrase sustainable yield a lot. So what is sustainable yield? Simply put, it's the amount of groundwater that can be pumped from a basin year after year without causing undesirable results. Under SGMA, those undesirable results are clearly defined. They include chronic lowering of groundwater levels, reduced storage, degraded water quality, seawater intrusion, land subsidence, and impacts to interconnected surface waters. SGMA, signed into law in 2014, requires local agencies, called Groundwater Sustainability Agencies, or GSAs, to bring their basins into balance within 20 years. That means pumping can no longer exceed what nature and managed recharge can replace over the long term. But here's a challenge. Calculating sustainable yield isn't simple. Groundwater systems are complex. Some areas have confined aquifers under clay layers, like the Cork and Clay in the San Joaquin Valley. When water is removed from certain clay-rich layers, the soil can collapse permanently, leading to subsidence that cannot be reversed. That means overpumping today can reduce a basin storage capacity forever. So GSAs must consider not just how much water is coming in from rainfall, rivers, and recharge projects, but also how pumping affects land, infrastructure, water quality, and nearby streams. So GSAs must consider not just how much water is coming from rainfall, rivers, and recharge projects, but also how pumping affects land, infrastructure, water quality, and nearby streams. The good news, innovation is happening. Managed aquifer recharge projects are capturing flood flows and intentionally spreading water on fields or in recharge basins to replenish the aquifer. FloodMAR, or Flood Managed Aquifer Recharge, is being used to reduce flood risk while increasing groundwater levels. These efforts can help increase the amount of water available within a basin's sustainable yield. At the same time, GSAs are investing in better monitoring, tracking groundwater levels, measuring pumping, and improving data systems. Because you can't manage what you don't measure. Reaching sustainable yield will require difficult conversations, land use changes, recharge expansions, and continued collaboration. But it also offers something powerful, stability. When we define and respect sustainable yield, we protect drinking water wells, we reduce land subsidence, we strengthen drought resilience, and we create a groundwater system that can support California's economy and communities for generations to come. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.